Thank you very much. First of all, I want to thank Deborah Work for the introduction. I want to thank Anya and Vuyaseka for speaking earlier. Jean-Marc, thank you for representing the EU here. To Nora Volkan and my friend Aline Gale, I know you're part of the program is after I leave, but I want to thank you. There are many people in the audience, probably hundreds that I've worked with over the years. But before I begin my remarks, I have to say that I will attempt today to speak for the people who work in our NGO, CHAI, and I'm very grateful to all of them, to Ira Magaziner and Anil Soni and Ed Wood and all the staff that work all around the world, many of them in countries where they live, to try to help save lives. Many of our funding partners are here, but the other night at the local Age Life event, two of our partners in Cambodia, John and Carol Tucker, were there with eight Cambodian children who participated in the event, who are alive today because of people like you. And I want you to know, I've been here in every meeting since 2002. And it seems now that I've spent a lifetime, which is a long time for me, going to meetings where people said wonderful things about whatever it was they came to meet about. And then what happened afterward never matched their words. Here, there's a lot of action to go with the talk. And that's why I came again. And I will continue to come as long as you'll have me. I want to thank you all for persevering through what is a challenging time. When we were in Mexico City, we knew then that the economic crisis, which was sweeping the globe, would challenge our ability to get the needed funding, both public and private, to keep the AIDS movement going. A lot of you have done a remarkable job dealing with that crisis, and I thank you for that. I also think that we know quite well that there is still a lot to be done. This year's conference theme, Right Here, Right Now, reminds us that healthcare should be a right for everyone, but isn't. Notwithstanding the current economic difficulties, the evidence of the progress that has been made in the last few years is not an excuse to walk away from that right. It's an excuse to run toward it for all of us. Just think what's happened since 2002. Increased investments at the most rapid rate applied to any public health problem in human history. In the last 4 years, going up from $6 to $16 billion. Donor aid has been the primary source, but we also have something relatively new. Broad-based giving by private citizens in huge numbers and large amounts, manifested most clearly for me by Unitaid, which is coming up on its fourth birthday. It began with a simple, small airline tax on all international travel in and out of France. Now 28 other nations make a contribution to Unitaid every year, some from the airline tax. Norway kicks in a little from the carbon tax. Other people find other ways of doing it. But I want to say